know, what are some of the fine points you all are will be trying to look at other than the depth when you go down to Jacksonville for this fourth game?
Well, I think that if there's some situations that we haven't been able to get in the game situation, we're going to be looking for that. I'd love to get another short yardage situation, you know, those types of situations. Get some of our guys that potentially can be playing in a 2-minute situation that are going to, you know, have an opportunity to help us win games this year. So those are the situations that you'd always like to see, and hopefully they'll come up in the game.
Is there anything that distinguishes the competitions this preseason from your first 6 years here? I mean, has it been, you know, different, more intense?
I think that the position battles, there's probably as many position battles going on this year as there was the first year that we were here. So I think it's very similar to that, and I think that the guys have done a very good job competing, not only on the practice field, but for the most part on the, on game day as well. So I'd say it's very similar to our first year here.
Coach, he's been back in practice the past couple of days. How has he looked, and can we expect him to get a considerable number of time playing on Thursday?
Well, Gabe will play in the game. He's had an opportunity to practice. We need to get, an evaluation. Gabe, unfortunately, was injured in the scrimmage against the Tennessee Titans and missed basically all of the preseason, and we need to get a good evaluation. So he'll get a look at multiple positions if we can.
Coach, you talked about the nickel yesterday, and remember you had each one of those guys have a primary role in the first three games.
Yes.
So how are you going to switch it up this time? Who will get the first look?
I don't really want to talk about who's going to get the first look, but they're all three going to play, and I don't think you can read into who gets the gets the first snaps. It's going to be a matter of the guys getting an opportunity to go out there and compete. And we will, put them in much quicker in the ballgame than we have in the previous weeks. They won't take a whole half. It'll be rotations by series.
Okay. With their linebacker situation, the past y'all have used six, but is it now a situation where you can use that as a defensive back spot?
Again, when you start talking
about, because it all kind of plays off each other.
Yeah, the 53-man roster, it's a different dynamic every year in terms of how it's going to be put together. Sometimes you're going to be looking at going one more on the offensive side. Sometimes it's one more on the defensive side. We're going to play our base defense about 35% of the time. So it's really not our base defense. So we need to have guys that can, get in there and rush the passer and play defensive end on our roster. So if it's some of those linebackers that are going to be counted as defensive ends, or are they going to be counted as linebackers? So,
Coach, can you talk about how important Thursday's game will be for the young receivers?
It'll be very very important for a number of guys. The competition has been very good all through training camp, and not only are we fighting for roster spots, we're fighting for potential practice squad spots as well. As you know, when we get to our 53-man roster this year, we'll have the opportunity, if guys clear waivers, to bring 10 back on our practice squad. So we're not only competing for the 53-man roster, but we also are evaluating for our practice squad.
You have used that squad to develop depth and players in post for the scout team, for the other team. Y'all still look at that as those primary purposes of the practice squad guys?
Absolutely. It's called a developmental squad, practice squad, developmental squad, and you want to be able to develop guys that eventually will be able to help us win games. We've got the opportunity this year to add two more, and I think that's a great thing that the NFL's doing. The eligibility is a little bit different. It opens it up for more players as well, so it's going to be an interesting couple of days when we go through our roster cutdowns and try to put our practice squad back together.